Log Talk Radio.
If you see her, if you see him, it's Reba and Books and Done, because I'm thinking, you know, if Liz and Jason saw each other, you know, that would be like a climactic moment, like a moment that they would never fucking forget. And I'm sorry to start the show out with the first real word of the night, but you know what? I miss my couple, you know? I say this every show, But I miss my cup of so much that it hurts. It sort of puts a breathe about it too. I am bringing my best friend, my big sister, my co-host on, and we are going to get into it. I mean, about the soaps. And if she seems like she's tired tonight, don't take it personally, because she is tired.
Hello?
Hi.
I'm sorry. I was just laughing at what you said. We're going to get into it. It's so funny the way you said that. It sounds like we're going to get into a big fight or something.
Do you really want to? Okay,
Wait.
I don't think we should go about this on air, sweetie, because...
No, you quickly changed. Oh, I mean, the soaps when you said that. It was so funny.
Yeah, I know.
You quickly changed that. I'm sorry. I'm really tired tonight, and I'm not really thinking clearly. So if I sound, like, out of whack, it's because I've been going to bed late, getting up early, and going to work. So.
I'm on. We have an L. Yay. Hey, silly.
Hi.
Oh, my God. Talia, oh, my God.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Okay, Talia, I'm sorry. You and Sully have, like, almost the same, like, area code or something. So, yes. Oh, my God. We have missed you.
I've missed you guys, too.
You know, I mean, you are, like, oh, I don't know, 5 months or two. I don't know. How hard is it back there? Because right now, you guys, Seattle is in this one-day heat wave. And I'm saying one day, but it's supposed to be like this until Sunday. And it's supposed to be almost 100. And my little co-host over there is only in the 60s.
It's kind of hot. It's like really hot down here, so. I really don't go out as much because it's, like, super hot.
Talia, can you hold up? Because I think this is Sully on the phone now.
Yeah.
Hello, Sully? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, that Sully, this is weird. You want to know why?
Why?
Because I put you... your phone number is showing up twice on the Swiss board.
Why?
Hello?
Well, you know what? I had called once before, but then I didn't get anything. I mean, it was like dead.
Oh.
Phone got dead. So I said, okay, I'll hang up and I'll call again. So that's what I did. So maybe that's why it's showing up twice.
Okay. So, and Talia and Terry are here, silly. Bridget isn't here. Yeah, I left Bridget Trudeau, and the reason why we did not have a show on Monday night because we were really tired from the 4th of July, and did you guys all of you guys have a good 4th?
Yeah, I had a very good 4th.
Oh, did you go over to your daughter's and...
I went over to Tracy's and we had a cookout on the grill between the raindrops.
Oh, it was raining?
Well, off and on. And then
after
we finished eating, then it came down harder. So fortunately, we got all of our cooking... all of our grilling it, you know, before it really came down. But yeah, but it's kind of, you know, it's kind of checked now. I mean, it didn't rain today. But the temperatures were a little bit cooler than they have been, so maybe all that rain helped because it was kind of hot. I was talking to my sister in New York, and they're in triple digits.
Oh, my God,
Than it is here in North Florida.
Yeah. Oh, and Jason and Liz Forever, hi, who came in this album. People in New York, I feel sorry for them, but Sully here, it was Monday. Monday was 60s. Today it was 89 here in Seattle.
Oh, Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, so how is, I mean, are you guys getting, like, are you getting the hub of the back? Oh,
we're always going to get, I mean, this is Florida, so we know we're going to get the hot weather eventually. You know, that's a given. But it's nice to, you know, have a couple of days without being so hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has been so intense. But anyways, how are you doing, Terry?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I've been kind of tired. We went to the
movies. Yeah, I know.
I went to the movies today. We went to go see Eclipse with my two nieces. We went today.
Was it good?
Right after work, it was good. But because lately I've been coming home and falling asleep, I kind of like fall asleep a little bit in the theater. Really.
I do that all the time.
I know.
Terry.
Yeah.
Terry, what movie did you see?
Eclipse.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You're so lucky. I really want to see that movie.
It's really good. I can't wait for the next one to come out next year. So, I'm in the process of the fourth book, reading the fourth book too. So.
Oh, it's a series.
Yeah.
Is the third movie. I think the fourth movie, the fourth book, I think they're making it into two movies because it's a pretty book. It's like a Bible or something. Thick as a Bible.
Alrighty.
Yeah, it had a lot. This film, Tilly, had a lot more, to me, it had a lot more action, a little bit more romance in it, kind of, you know?
I want to see Jacob Salva. I don't even care about all of them. I want to see Jacob.
You want to see who?
I take it you're a Jacob, a shipper.
Jacob is, he is so cute. Oh, my God. I wish he was not famous and he was just in Minnesota. I would be so happy. And we was the same age.
We were watching the movie and he goes, and then when Jacob came on, like, with no shirt in the movie, the girls were like, oh, yeah. And I was like, okay, I take it. This is a big Jacob theater.
Mm-hmm. I would have been screaming.
Oh, God.
I'm still an Edward fan. So
I love his accent.
Yeah, in real life, yeah.
Oh, he got a sexy accent. I don't really care too much for Bella. I'll be watching the guys up in the movie.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I'll be up in my life. I mean, I'll pay attention to the stories and stuff like that. But, you know, as soon as they come on with the shirts off and everything, it's just like a big distraction.
All the stories go out in the window. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it sure do.
How funny.
Oh, boy. So what's been happening on GH, guys?
Well, you know what? I'm not fully caught up, but the thing that I think is happening that I'm sorry, and people calling and yelling at me, I don't care. Bringing Franco's mom on, what in the heck was the point? Please, someone tell me, please. Treat me and call me what I want to know what the point was to bring on Franco's mom.
I don't know. I don't really think there was really no point because she's not really, like, giving, like, any, you know, reason to the storyline or whatnot, but
Well, there's
but,
a whole lot of characters who are sort of useless on that show, but they just keep piling on, you know, when it doesn't make any sense. I mean, his mother is playing his mother, and I guess maybe she was bored, and she said, honey, you think maybe GH would hire me? I mean, I don't know what is that all about anyway. And
Well, right now, the soap that I'm mad at, I mean, I should be mad at General Hospital, but right now, the soap I'm angry at, and I think Terry knows where this whole conversation is going. Bold and the Beautiful, people, I want to slap you until there's no tomorrow. Okay, Bold and the Beautiful, you're making Carly very angry every day. I don't know why I keep watching you, but I don't know. I keep coming back tomorrow. I don't know why, and you're making me really mad, and I want you guys to get with Steffi and Stephanie and all the Forresters people, because the Forresters are not needed, and Stephanie Forrester is not a real Forrester. I mean, Stephanie Stuffy Foster, not real Foster. So Stuffy, grow up and stuff it where the cow doesn't find. Yeah, I'm sorry, but for what's going down on there right now is something. Do you guys watch Bold and the Beautiful, you guys?
I don't watch Bold and the Beautiful.
Me either.
Okay, well, I know my partner in crime does.
Where's Bridget? Is she
I treated her. But no, I do not get why they are doing what they are doing on Bold and the Beautiful, because there is no sense to do this. I mean, there is no sense whatsoever to do this. Right, Terry?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's on a whole lot of other soaps. You know, you ask yourself,
I know.
A lot of WTF moments, like, what is that all about, you know, and that's just the way it is. Now, I was reading a couple of things right before I came on in the, Smarter Than a Fifth Grader. Those people, those posters crack me up. Boy, they really, there's a lot of Jason hate going on. It's terrible. It's a lot of Jason hate, you know. I don't know what to say. I said, geez. Do you recall any of you ladies who actually watched the show? Because I was reading where somebody was saying, you know, she's upset with Jason because he just, you know, he doesn't live for himself, you know, and he lives for Carly and Sonny and, you know, blah, 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 all the usual stuff that they normally say about Jason. Is there a time when he actually told Mikey that he gave up his family and the life he wanted and all of that? I don't recall.
No,
when did he say that? This is what he
no.
said. Huh?
I don't think so, Talia. Do you remember now? No.
Well, that's
no.
what I was reading. That's what I was reading. I said, when did he tell Mikey all of this?
You see a behind the scenes or something? Because I don't remember that.
No, Terry, do you remember that?
What's that?
Terry, stop looking on the internet for 1 second and pay attention to us, sweetie.
What's that?
Some person said on the net that Jason told Mikey that he gave up his family a while ago. But that, you know, Jason had never told Michael that.
Well, this is what this, I misread it, you know.
Oh, I don't really,
And something else, doesn't Jason know that Michael got raped?
Yes.
Yeah.
But what are you talking about then?
Yes,
I thought he knew that Michael got raped.
He killed the guy.
Yeah, he killed the that one dude like that, and they
yeah.
still got him in there.
Yeah. So what are they talking about? You know.
Oh, yay, Bridget! Hi, Bridget.
Hi, girl.
Hi,
Bridget.
Hi, ladies. How are y'all tonight?
Hey, Bridget.
Okay, how are you?
Hey, Bridget. Are you having the heat wave? Did the heat wave come to you guys yet?
It's Well, I mean, it's not a heat wave. It's pretty normal for July.
Okay, well, it's 80,
it's been kind of chilly the last couple of days, so, I mean.
Okay, because it's 85 here.
We won't usually get to the hundreds until August, late July, early August, so,
Okay, so, do you remember Jason ever saying that to Michael, I gave up my life for you, Robert. He
my
never
family.
Said.
Yeah, he did. He did in jail. When he was telling Michael, right after Michael told him about what happened with him and Carter, he said, I gave up my family and my life to protect him, Sonny, Carly, and everybody else.
Yeah.
So that's what he said. So his family being Liz and the boys?
Liz and the boys, yes. That's how I took it. I don't know how, you know how the J Tankers are.
I mean,
they take
it. What other family does he have? You know, I'm sure he's not talking about the Quartermain.
You guys. I'm thinking Liz and the boys too, because.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, okay, I'm.
Told Liz that they were his life.
I mean, another thing, I saw Micah got raped. I'm sorry,
if he got raped. I think he got molested. Molested? I think he got molested by Carter.
Okay.
I don't think he actually got raped. I think he got molested.
Because if he got raped, I think he would be more, like, you know, shaky and, you know, tormented a little bit.
Well, because the reason why I thought he got raped, really, because when Jason touched him, like, he wasn't touching him bad, like, on the shoulder. He flinched, so, like, he just totally flinched, and I thought, wait a moment,
I think that's what it was. He got molested by Carter, not raped.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's funny. All the Z-Tankers are so infirm. They are just, you know, it's like they know their couple of time is up, and they don't want to deal with it, and they are just coming, you know, I've been saying the stupidest thing you ever heard, and I'm sorry, but last week when I saw the dream,
her big dream of Jason and her going off together.
So, yeah, okay, I know I said I gave Zade Sam, like, the rating, but I had to rewind it, like, 2 times this. Because I needed the laugh. It was like, I could not stop laughing. I'm like, it was funny. I mean, I'm like, oh my gosh. I thought that was kind of like, I mean, that's how I thought.
It's just another throwback of a liaison scene. Because look at Italy, that he promised Liz they'd go to Italy the last time. I mean, that to me was another liaison scene. They are copying what Becky have for Jason. They're just doing a repeat.
Yeah, Jason in this full episode, I missed the dream. What was it? It was, and correct me if I'm wrong, but that she was dreaming of Jason saying, let's go away together, let's forget everything, we are going away, and we are never coming back. And like 3 minutes later, she, you know, snapped out of it. That was...
Yeah, he said that they would go away so nobody could find them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry,
But it was funny tell. I mean, you know, Jason's not going to leave Michael and anybody for her. No matter what they try to throw, he's never going to put her first.
Yep,
she's not first to him.
No, man. I know a lot of people doesn't think this is a coincidence, but I do, so I'm going to say it because it's my own damn soul. I think that Vanessa Marcel coming back on August 11th, and August 11th of last year was the day when Jason fell on the building, fell on his body, whatever, building fell on him. And a year to the day, Vanessa Marcel comes back. And I'm sorry, the way I'm looking at this storyline right now, Franco had Jason in hell. And that's all I'm going to say. That's how I see it. And, you know, I mean, I haven't watched, you know, a lot of this week's video, but I will this weekend. But the other soap I'm mad at, my second soap of the week I'm mad at, is Days of Our Life. Okay. EJ really needs to go. EJ is the one that needs to go to the slammer. Because, you know, he's yelling at Nicole for all of this. And, oh, yeah, okay, so Nicole's soon probably have, you know, blame Ariana on it. Okay, that's the suit. But Eze is the one that kidnapped Sydney. And he had the smug look on his face, so I want to slap him. You know, because it's sad. I mean, it's just, you know, it's mad because it's just maddening that, you know, nobody had me. Wayfair sort of figured it out. But really, they didn't figure out. So, I mean, I want them to figure out. And the newest couple of soap opera died that said it's going to come out this week. So I'm praying that is true because I want Sammy to kill him. Along with Adam.
She's an idiot. Boy, she just...
Okay, and along with Adam from Y&L. I mean, you know, I'm like...
Adam is the best psycho ever.
He runs circles around
Helena. I mean, he is diabolically psycho. I mean, and it's great.
And that stupid Sharon. I mean, Sharon, I said, first of all, how could she have feelings for a man that led her to believe her child was dead for months? It's a part that I don't get. That alone will turn me off.
She's in denial.
I don't know what that is.
She just went through her weaknesses and grabbed a hold.
Of course.
And now, you know, she's digging herself out of a hole. Well, she should have done that a long time ago. She should have never even got involved with him.
Mm-hmm. That's the part that I couldn't understand. She had this, all this love. I said, where is this feelings of affection coming from? I didn't quite get that. But you see, he knows how to get to Sharon, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Telling her she's this strong, independent woman. No, she isn't.
Yeah.
No.
She isn't really a strong, independent woman. You know what I'm saying?
And
because if that were the case, she wouldn't have to have a man to keep telling her this. I mean, since she has to be fed this constantly. I mean, so, and then, what's his name? Nick goes from, he goes to the other extreme. He feels, well, she don't know what the hell she's doing, so I always have to look out for her, you know. One extreme to the other.
I feel so bad for Mackenzie. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, well, you knew that was going to happen.
Well, yeah, she's going to have a little.
You know, a little separation thing.
Yes.
You know, from the babies, you know. But I just hope they don't kill off Lily's character.
I don't think they will. Have you watched today's episode, Shirley?
Huh?
Have you watched today's episode?
Yes, I did.
Well, remember what she said about she had a feeling after
yeah,
her?
Yeah, she had a feeling. I think that was her mom. I think that was her mom.
Or it was, what's her butt that died?
That died her friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I thought
I don't
about
think
that.
They're going to kill her character off.
I don't think that new baby.
I love Lily and Kane. You know, I love them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You know who I'm liking as a good one? Besides Billy and Victoria, because I only have one stable couple right now that I love.
If you don't screw it up.
Well, too.
Billy needs to quit going behind and trying to get Adam's story and pulling shit that he's doing.
Oh, well, you know, that's typical
you
Billy
know.
Abbott. You know, that's what yes. Billy does.
He's been thinking
you know.
What it could the consequences it could take
mm-hmm.
be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was going to say is I really like the chemistry between Heather and, oh, God.
JT.
What?
JT.
I am not feeling them. Whenever I see her, I see Bianca. It's just, she does nothing for me in that role. I'm sorry. She does nothing for me as Heather. I mean, but that's just, you know, my opinion.
No, I mean, I mean, because, I mean, I kind of like when, Chloe and, Kevin. Kevin.
Chloe and
okay,
Kevin.
Chloe and
yeah.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Well, Christine's coming back, and she has a big secret that will...
Who is Christine?
Christine used to be married to Paul.
She was married,
also married to...
Michael Damon's character, wasn't she?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And she was married... She's been married more than once, though. She was married to Chancellor's son, too.
I didn't know that.
At one time. Yeah, before he died.
Oh, okay.
And her parents are the one that owns and I mean not owns the rights.
Yep.
So yeah, I mean I'm kinda
excited. She has a big secret and I think it involves Chance and a bunch of other players too. So if that's
You know what? I want to know what happened to Paul's baby with that Eva Longoria character. Remember, Paul was married to that psycho, and she was played by Eva Longoria Parker from Desperate Housewives.
Yeah.
And then she died, but they had a baby together, and the baby left with her parents. But Paul hasn't like heard anything. From the kid, and I always thought, what if the kid went psycho like the mom? I just thought that would be like a, I don't know, I just thought that would be a very interesting, okay, fine. My co-host really needs to wake up, please.
I really conked out.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah?
Sorry. Huh?
Well, I heard through the grapevine. Have you been on RTN? Toy said that Chemo, I don't think Chemo's going to be on much longer.
Why? What's going on? What's
because
going on?
Because there's a spoiler. Somebody, I think he has a source that says that Chemo was very upset that VM was coming back, and if she was coming back, she was leaving. And they're cutting her airtime even more once Brenda's here.
Yeah,
good for good.
She hasn't said she signed. No,
yep.
But there's nothing yet saying she signed yet.
Yep.
I know
Alexis's
character's on for 4 more years.
Oh my God. Whose character is on for
Alexis?
4 more years? Oh, I thought she's supposed to be leaving the show.
No, she just signed for 4 more years. She did it. She said it on Twitter.
4 more years? How do they know Considering the hospital going to be off for another 4 years? They're lucky they're off for another year. Shit, 4 more years.
Right.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Whatever.
Maybe if we all be a little more positive about this whole situation with General Hospital, then no, because, okay, I know I should not do this, and I think Kelly knows where I'm going, but she won't wake up.
Maybe that's why she's falling asleep, because she don't know.
No, but...
As we speak, I'm going on to...
Carly.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I mean, you know, first I have to put up with Laylon finally. Stupid website is so stupidly negative about Laylon. And I'm like, wait a moment. If you're a Laylon supporter and if you like the couple, you don't trust them. You don't be so negative about them the way she's doing it, and I usually don't call people out, but what I feel like...
But you got to realize, Carly, everybody deals with this differently, and we can't always be the same. There's days when I just say hell with it and give up and say, God, I wish they just canceled the show because it's a piece of shit.
Yeah,
but I don't. Everybody deals with their sorrow of not having their couple differently. So you can't, make people be positive when they're not.
And, you know, these rah-rah posters. That's all fine and good. But then, you know, everybody isn't rah-rah. Everybody sees things differently.
Yes.
And you can't force somebody to feel the same way you feel. You know what I'm saying? And regardless to how any of us feel, the idiots in charge are going to do whatever they want to do anyway. So, you know,
yes.
I can say how I feel. Carly can say what she feels.
Yep.
You say what you feel. It doesn't make any
exactly.
difference because in the end,
we all love
they
Rainbow.
Are in charge. You know, they
yeah,
are in
I know.
Charge. We're not. You know.
Everybody's frustrated, Carly. We're all frustrated.
I
we
know.
Want Jason to Liz back
yeah.
today, too. But it's not going to happen until they get their heads out of their asses and finally figure out that J-Tank should have never, ever started back up again.
Mm.
It was
sometimes
a waste.
Sometimes I wonder if they're even... Sometimes I wonder. I want to give up, too, sometimes. I sometimes wonder if they're ever even listening. I'd rather just... them go on to another soap opera where they're given a chance, the couple or something, in my dreams. That'll happen in my dreams, you know. But if they were to go somewhere else, I'd definitely follow them somewhere else.
Oh, I think most of their fans would.
Okay, but we don't know if they would have the same kind of chemistry that they do on Z8s. I mean, we've seen really good couples who are one for one.
We were talking about this the other day. I mean, if they were to go on a show where most, because like on the ABC soaps, you would think that some people that watch General Hospital also watch other ABC soaps too.
Yes.
So, you know, if they were to go to All My Children or something,
go
you
on
know,
Witness Protection Program, take
yeah,
their care
or something. Or yeah,
else.
That's a good idea.
But you know what? You know. You're saying that maybe they won't have the same kind of chemistry. Well, to me, you either have chemistry or you don't. It either is
right.
or it's
exactly.
not. You know what I'm
and
saying?
And they
you
have
even,
chemistry
You don't
on
even
and
have
off.
To play the same characters. These two
but
actors
what?
Have chemistry, period.
See, these
you know,
are,
okay.
I agree with you on that. I think these two actors in general, I think, because I know other couples that have been on other soaps haven't worked, but I think... because they have such chemistry off screen too, you know, because they're
yep.
really good friends and everything.
Yeah.
I think that they could pull it off on
it
another show.
It flows onto the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It flows onto the screen. They
right.
are so comfortable with each other that
yes,
it's just
are.
Natural.
Mm-hmm.
It's a natural
yeah.
chemistry. And
right.
you can't take that away from them just because if they go on somewhere else.
To
no,
screen.
You can't. Exactly, Bridget. Exactly. Exactly.
Well,
well
then.
We might look all, we might... turn on the Y&R and who's there?
And the goat is Genoa.
Here they are.
Genoa City.
Here they are. Burton. All right.
Hey,
Lucy Marino.
These are like little things here. It says here the hitman and his lady have another romantic time,
right.
but that's the last time. That's probably Jason and Sam. And then the mother will be thinking about her child's father, and I
oh,
am not referring
that,
to the
yeah.
child in utero. So
yep.
that must be Jason and Liz.
Jason and Liz. I got a question, okay? Then, okay. Then my thing about the chemistry with people, okay, Pastor Kayla has so much chemistry on They Live a Life, but you put them on General Hospital and they had no chemistry.
What was this?
When Pastor and Kayla were on They Live a Life, they had... chemistry of the yin yang, but you brought them on daily General Hospital's Stefan and Catherine, and they had no chemistry whatsoever.
Yeah,
another
but they were different characters though. We're talking about
yeah.
bringing Jason and Liz
together
same characters
mm-hmm.
in a different
yeah,
in a different
in another,
show.
The same characters.
They were
totally like,
different characters in different shows. So
along
that makes that makes a big difference.
That yeah. So if they
oh,
were to
yeah,
bring,
it would.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If they were to bring these same characters on, like what Bridget's saying, maybe on the run, you know, in the witness protection, but bring them on to All My Children, that they're gonna have to stay hiding in All My Children or One Life to Live, and I think that they could work because of
Me
the same
too.
Characters and people already know who they are. You know, since they watch the show, other shows anyway, most people, it seems like if you watch John the Hospital, you normally watch One Life to Live, too. And all my children. And then I could get back to watching All My Children again, too. So to kill two birds with one.
Actually, All My Children's starting to get a little better since Erica's Savior came to town. He is a riot. I love him. He is such an ass. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, Soap Office Central did this thing on Erica and Walt Wheelie said, oh my God, Susan, Lucy, and Walt Wheelie are out on AMC. So I was reading, and then down at the bottom, like, only for the summertime. And I guess Susan, Lucy got in her contract, the same kind of contract that Anthony Geary got in his contract to not work, you know, the summer or whatever. And so, glad you saw the headlines. Susan Lissy is out on AMC. I'm like, what? Yeah, I just thought that was
weird.
Well, Susan, when I used to watch AMC on a regular, Susan always took a while. She always took, I call it, her hiatus from the show. I mean, there have been times when Susan was away from the show for months. You know, was back in the day. That was back in the day, you know. So this is nothing new for Lucci, you know. But you know, so who knows.
No, when I was reading that, I'm like, oh, but then I read, you know, further down, and I'm like, well, you know, I mean, I'm glad she's not, like, going away because, you know, I mean, that would be sad. I mean, and people, I'm still mad. I mean, I know I have to move on from this, but I'm still mad at the Daytime Emmy people, and I wrote them a very bad letter because I just, you know, I'm not saying that they, you know, should not have done Bandstand, but they should have never, you know, they should have never left everyone that died because a lot of people who died last year were part of Daytime. I mean, even Will McCanahan from Golden Girls was on Another Road. I looked up the facts. So I'm like thinking, and you know, they're not doing anything for Frances Reed. Palmer.
They might next year, though, because she died this year, and so they might hopefully do it next year. But you know what? The Emmys they're stupid now. It's like they didn't need, the ratings were terrible for the Emmys. Like last year, they couldn't even find where to place it or whatever. And it had to be in Sin City this year. I mean, how funny is that? I mean, it used to be, I could not wait to watch the Emmys.
Right.
You know, yeah, and
right.
It's like now it's like, and they're just
giving out.
I turned
it off to go watch True Blood. It was so boring.
What's that?
I said I went and turned the channel to True Blood's new episode.
Oh,
it was so freaking boring.
This is pretty
True
good.
Blood.
It's pretty good so far. This season.
Bridget, that's a good show. You like? I
know. I love it.
It is good.
No.
It's good. It has a little bit of everything in it.
Did you see the last?
Not as much sexist time so far yet. Usually they were naked the whole year last year. This year, it's not so bad so far.
Did you see him?
So
did you see the sex scene between the one that he hates in the bed?
Oh, and he ripped her head around? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
That was
now,
crazy.
Talking about in some intense sex.
But
oh, my God.
Do you think that, because have you read any of the books at all?
Yes,
or,
I need to
know.
No,
I haven't read any of them.
Because there's a, in the story, it seems like Bill used Suki. From what I understand in the book.
He do, yes.
So do you think they're going to write that in the story?
I don't know, but see, that last week's episode was in book, from book three, I think,
book
three or four.
This season's about book three. Yeah.
And technically, he didn't sleep with Victoria. He was in a shed, chained up, and he wasn't in cahoots with the Mississippi guys. He was still with the Louisiana people, but he knew about Suki through the Queen, and he was supposed to be around her and get to know her, and he fell in love with her. He was supposed to shadow her.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And
He hasn't been because I don't. I don't know. I'm hearing things about the books that I'm hoping that they don't really, because they're not going so into the books. Or some things are gonna do, but they're gonna kind of go, because you can't really do that with the book because there's so many characters and all that. But I just don't want him. I love, but I'm also loving Eric and Suki too.
I know. And they're gonna be doing it this season.
You know that Bill and the Israelites are together engaged. You know that, right?
Yep.
And she's
bisexual. Yep, yep. Did you guys know she was bisexual?
Yep, I know.
I heard that.
She came out on national television on a commercial that she was bisexual.
Oh, wow.
She's from New Zealand, too. She's actually born in Canada and raised in New Zealand, so she's kind of have, if you watch, like, her on another, like, she was on an award show or something, and her Kiwi accent came out, but she doesn't really have the accent when she's on a lot of interviews. She has her, like, American or New York accent or something, so.
Mm.
But, yeah, I just love that show, True Blood. It's one of my favorite,
Was it? Okay. Only one was a repeat last week, right?
Oh, shoot.
I got to see the one where she was being a dispatcher.
Yes, okay. Yeah, that was okay.
So this Sunday should be a new one, I'm thinking.
Okay,
since
good.
Over
because, you know, why in the fuck, I'm sorry for saying that, but why in the fuck do they have to do repeats with even on Lifetime and even on YouTube Live shows? Because it's stupid. I mean, it's stupid to give us reruns. I mean, we
because they only take so many shows.
And if it's a holiday, they're not going to show a new one.
Okay.
Nobody's going to be around the 4th of July. Shoot, I wasn't home for 4 days. So I didn't want to.
Oh, Terry, the earthquake you had today was 5.4.
I know, but it was somewhere else. It was kind
of. Joel had another earthquake?
Yes.
Yeah,
today,
well,
okay. I know.
We did. It affected Southern California on Monday. Marilyn Building in the downtown Los Angeles. In LA. Wine bars at the Luz Resorts and briefly halting rides at Disneyland.
You know, we've been having a lot of earthquakes lately here.
I know.
Every month we're having an earthquake.
Oh, God. You know, my nephew, he and his girlfriend, they're getting ready to go to Malibu in August. They're going to be there for 7 days.
Really?
She's going for her job. You know, it's going to be like part work and part vacation.
What is she going to do?
They're going to go to the beach, you know.
I mean, her job, you said part job. What does she do?
Yeah, I forget now. But
well, if it's in Malibu,
she travels for her job, whatever she does there, you know, travel time.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, it is. So, yeah, they're going to Malibu.
I think I'm supposed to be going on vacation this month. I'm not sure. I keep forgetting.
You are so evil. You are so evil right now.
I wonder where you think you're
going. Yeah,
where
am I going? I forgot. I've been having short-term memory.
I'm going away next week. I'll be gone for 5 days.
Oh, you won't be calling in next week?
Well, starting Wednesday. I'll be gone Wednesday to Sunday.
Where are you going?
My sister in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to drive now.
Wow. How far is it from?
It's around 7 hours or so.
Okay, that's not bad.
No, it isn't bad.
I mean,
and we want to start out like the wee hours of the morning, 3 or 4 a.m., so by noon time, you know, we should be there.
That's what me and my mom used to do when I was a little girl.
Yeah, of course, she beat all that traffic and stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
But later on through the years, we left at like 7 or 8 in the morning.
Mm. Well, when we were growing up and when we went to go visit my grandma in Oregon, we used to, when it got really hot, we used to leave like at midnight and get to Oregon like 3 o'clock in the morning just to avoid the heat and just because it was illegal leaving at midnight, and I liked it, except you could not read a magazine in the car, so So I would try breathing with the little flashlight. And but as a Buddhist, you going anywhere?
No, I got 2 weeks off, and I am staying home and relaxing.
Really?
Okay, what about
sometime back
yeah.
on this vacation?
Until the second session of summer school starts, and it starts the 19th. So,
and then
I'll have 2 weeks off before school starts.
Yours is weird, your school, because ours, we just have, like, we straight 5 weeks, and then they're off for the summer, and then they come back to school in September. That is weird.
We have summer school for the ones that didn't quite do well in certain areas, so that's what they do. They do first-time kindergartner just ended, middle school just ended, and high school just ended. So now it's just elementary summer school.
How's the employment for the bus? Because I know we're talking to some of the bus drivers here at work, and, you know, some of them, you know, it's really good when they, because some have a hard time getting, like, a route. I guess you have to, like, it's when getting the routes hard, you know, because a lot of people are, you know, wanting a route. You know, once you get a route, then I guess they're okay. I guess they're kind of safe, I guess. I don't know how. Because I guess we're talking to one of the bus drivers, and she's like, it goes based on, like, who's been there the longest, I think, too, that get the route or whatever.
Yeah, it goes by seniority, yeah.
Yeah, and you could have a route for, like, 4 hours. It's only, like, in the summer, they do 4 hours, I think, and then in the regular school session, I think it's, like, 8 hours or something. I don't know, but.
Yeah,
and then she said a lot of the bus drivers that get 7 hours in the summer are complaining because they're getting 7 hours. I mean, come on. 7 hours in the summer is pretty good, you know, compared to four, you know, so. But they said that it's hard to get a job to be a bus driver, too, you know, here.
It's different states, I think, because we're such a small state and our towns are not huge.
Yeah.
But I don't know about Casper or Cheyenne or the bigger town cities. But with where I'm at, I was 23 when I started subbing, and I had my own route within 3 months.
Really? Mm.
Wow.
Did you have to go to training to do the bus or what?
They paid for my testing, and we do have a onboard trainer that trains us how to do it. Of course, I've been driving machinery since I was 7 years old, so it was an instinct to me.
I was just curious to see, you know, because I always meant to ask, you know, somebody that drives buses how they came about getting their job.
And our relief drivers, they always ride with us to keep up with the routes, and, you know, they get pretty busy, so they get pretty good time. I think our longest route is 6 hours.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Mine's for almost 4.5 hours.
Is that for the summer, too, or what?
Only four drivers drive for summer school. The rest of them have summer jobs, or we get a lot of retired drivers or retired people that drive for us, and they take the summer to do their own thing, so that's nice. But,
okay, if you hear a flushing, every time I'm on the show.
Where are you going anywhere this summer, or are you doing anything fun, or
No, I'm not. I'm just standing getting ready for school.
Well, when did you go back?
September something, I don't remember.
Oh, well, you know, I think it's nice, Dublin. Okay, something that Jason and Liz Forever said in this album, and this made me laugh, that's all. So tomorrow night I'm going to watch a Guilty Pleasure, and I'm not going to feel sorry for it, but I'm going to be watching Big Brother, and I don't care, but I am mad about, I'm saying this on air because if I watch this next season, I want someone to kill me. I am never watching The Bachelor ever again.
I know, it's so stupid.
Me too.
It's they need to quit while they're ahead.
I mean,
how many seasons have they done this stupid show?
Oh, and did you know the Bachelorette, who's gonna be on Extreme Makeover now? I think her name is Jillian Harris. Well, she broke up with the guy that she was going with today or yesterday. And then, you know, you have that whole thing with, what's his face? I don't remember the guy's name right now, but, yeah, but the whole, I mean, I was going to sit down and watch the whole interview with the bachelor, but I forgot to TiVo it, but I saw enough.
Oh, with Vienna and what's his butt?
Yes, but I forget his name.
I can't remember either. He's a player guy.
Yes, I know.
He was in shape or form
and
already
involved.
Well,
and it's so funny because he's on one of Terry's favorite shows, Drop Dead Diva.
Oh, really?
He's guest starring. Terry, are you there?
Yeah, but I was on putting another movie in my Netflix queue. What's going on?
Oh.
Is that again?
Okay.
Oh, God. Okay. Starring on Drop Dead Diva.
You know, you and I, okay, fine. I'm saving that for 11 tonight, or midnight, or whatever. The guy from The Bachelor, who is like...
I don't watch that, so I don't know who you're talking about.
I know, but...
Are you talking about Jake?
Yeah, but I was going to tell Terry, but she's not even listening. He's going to be on Drop Dead Diva.
Well, I don't know who he is, so I don't watch The Bachelor.
No, I mean, are we talking about the same Jake who was on, you know, he was on...
He was the one on
Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, didn't he and his so-called fiancé break up? I said, he's whacked. He don't know what the hell. I think he wants to be a star. He's a star in his own
mind. That's the only way he could get to do it.
Wants to be a star, and he's a star in his own mind. And he's getting, you know, he don't want to get married to nobody. He wants to be a star. So he's up there making these women look like a couple of idiots, you know.
Okay, this is what Toy wrote. She said, this is coming from a source that I will bet dollars on. She said, this is what I'm hearing, that chemo... his time is now limited, and that, yes, she said, if they bring back VM, she's gone, goodbye, kaput.
Mm.
Her days are numbered, and so is her airtime. ABC has had it with her attitude. They are done playing her games.
Well, bye-bye.
Wow.
Amen.
Really? After 18 hours.
And of course, the RTNers are questioning her, and then she comes down and says, all I can say on this is, first off, this source is in the now. She won't give me stuff just for the hell of it. Her stuff has been right on many, many times. She also knows a lot of backstage crap. And secondly, what have we been seeing on this soap? Kima is so much backburned.
Yep.
It's not as if she's out doing other things. Not one word about what she's doing for the past 5 or 6 so months. And if we know Kima, we know it would just like her to open her big mouth and be pissed at the thought of VM coming.
Wait. Silly. What? How many years did you think Kelly Monaco's been on there?
No, I'm saying for the past 18 months to 2 years, they've been trying to clean up her character.
Oh, okay.
I know she's been on there for a few years.
I thought you said 18 years. Then I'm like.
I'm saying for the past 18 months, two years, whatever. You know, they've been, I don't know what they've been doing, but I know what they've been doing. They've been ruining the whole freaking show on account of this one chick who can't act. But moving right along.
Well, I'm glad Vanessa Musso's coming in for that fact, you know.
Jason.
We were talking about it. I'm like, they're going to bring Vanessa back, and they can't have...
And you know who else? You know who else they are rumored to be bringing back is Zini Francis.
Yeah.
Who just did that?
Shirley.
What a
bringing back Jeannie Francis. She and what's his name? They need to ride off into the future sunset and take Lucky with them.
Right.
Okay.
Take the little boy in. They can take Nicholas, too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they can take Nikki, too.
They're supposed to take their whole family.
These are all pointless characters. I mean, what does Luke bring to the show? Every few months he shows up and says something dumb and blah, blah, blah. And why are they bringing Jeannie Francis? She ain't going to bring nothing to the show. Come on.
Did you see the pic of when Maxie...
They keep wasting time. They're wasting time just bringing back. Don't you write some decent material for the people that you have on? Now, why do you keep bringing... I don't know. It's to me, that's why... It's just very frustrating to me. It's just a waste of time.
Okay, I was a Looking Lola fan. So...
Okay, all right, well, good.
I mean, for me... You know, I mean, for me, I mean, but I'm also a Looking Tracy fan. But I was also a Looking Sky fan. But the point is.
Yeah, but the thing is, she's done so many shows since General Hospital.
She has worked. She's
done
movies
she does,
for Hallmark.
Yeah, Hallmark.
And
I mean,
stuff
she's,
like that.
She's got more things in her pot than she needs to worry about.
Right, she has worked. Right, she has been working. Yeah, he's been working.
Has Jason? You know. Have you noticed Jason's been lost some weight on General Hospital?
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Steve always goes
through
that. He's getting ready to have his shirtless scene, isn't he? So
I guess so.
Well, there's a
spoiler
scene. Oh,
but then soon as the football season shows up, he can forget about it. I guess he doesn't. Didn't he say this is going to be his last shirtless scene?
No,
he really doesn't
like
to do that. He really doesn't like it.
No,
that.
He doesn't.
Well, I like it, so.
Okay.
Oh, well, of course the women like it, you know, but Steve
doesn't like doing with Kelly, but I remember seeing what he did with Becky with his suit off, and those were really, really nice. Those scenes with the other one wasn't very, very nice.
There's it was different. You know, Kelly, I'm sorry, Kelly and Steve, it's just sleaze. You know, but with Steve and Becky, this is romance. You don't have to show somebody humping and taking off. You know, you don't really have to take off your shirt. You know, it's just words and touches and looks, and that's what Steve and Becky have. You know, since Kelly, you know, she can't act. I guess they figure, well, the less said, the better. Just Kelly, just take off your clothes. Because that doesn't do well.
She doesn't even have a nice body. I'm sorry, but she doesn't.
Oh, she used to have a bad little shape now. She used to have a bad little shape. I have to give that to her.
Too much tanning and drinking and smoking is going to ruin her.
Oh, yeah, well, that'll do women. See, stuff like that does women up. You know, men, they can get away with it, but women can't. It just shows up in your face and your body and, you know, and everything else. So.
Looks like Rachel has a colleague on. It's called Call Up. He looks like he's performing at Jake's. There's a new media picture here.
Who?
Okay, you've been on like...
Call Up performs at Jake's, Franco's colleague.
Does she sing?
Looks like... Ethan, Jason, Dante, and Lulu are there watching him sing or something.
Jason is there?
Oh, my God. Oh, shoot. That blinded me. That media picture of Jason and
what?
Sam. Oh, my gosh. Jason
I can't
even.
Okay.
And Sam grow even closer. Okay. This is depressing. I thought we were
okay, wait. Okay. What did I tell you about this week? What they were going to do?
They're going to try
okay.
to, I don't remember what
yes.
you said.
Yes. Oh, wait. Okay. You don't remember what I said?
Yeah.
What?
I remember. I'm so sleepy now, I forget things.
Well, you can tell us too now. What is
okay, but the set is closed this week. So I think the Z families are all over it, and they are like little bullies on the playground. They are gonna use everything they can to say, and they are gonna say whatever the fuck they want to say, which is so not true. And once they know their couple is ending, and they cannot deal with it. And I'm sorry, when that breakup scene comes down, that is going to be like the happiest day for all ZH views, because that couple isn't going to have to, every other couple coattails are not going to have to be on the J Tank ride anymore. I mean, there has been so many good couples that have got fucked over because of Zaytam.
Jason and Sam, that's why I got all freaked out, and it says here Jason and Sam grow even closer. I mean, how much more of this are we going to have to be put up with? Come on.
Oh, about 2 weeks.
I'm tired of seeing pictures of them together. Why can't we have a picture of Liz and Jason?
No, because the 29th they're supposed to have sex again.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm a barf.
I hope I don't have my stomach that day. I'll get sick.
Oh,
God. Oh, my God. You know what?
Next week, Liz has her baby.
Yeah,
I know.
Her start to have her baby.
July 12th.
Yeah,
I hope she has a miscarriage or something.
I think she has it the 15th.
Oh, God.
Goes in
maybe somebody will push her down the stairs and she'll lose the baby.
Oh, God.
They said somebody was supposed to kidnap her baby.
Yeah, Franco is kidnapping the baby.
But Helena does first, and Nick catches her.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Helena initially tries to kidnap Aiden, or whatever his name is,
mm-hmm.
and then Nick catches her and stops it, and then Franco pulls his crap.
Yes, that's going. That's got to bring something out in Jason. Was something just because that's connected to Jason.
Yep.
That has
and you know what? The thing is, I have never. I mean, I know we should not wish it. You know, it just to me, I've never wished a baby not to come ever in soap history, even when I didn't like the character. But this one. I just don't know. I just, you know what I mean?
Who's to say they won't, though? Who says that he doesn't get sick? I mean, there's plenty of things that they could do after.
Oh, and when Elizabeth had Zeke almost died, correct?
Right.
Okay, so what? Does anyone remember why or...
Because she had preeclampsia.
Yes, yeah, she had. Yeah,
and what did that mean? Like, because Liz had that again.
A really good friend of mine had preeclampsia. A friend of mine, she had it, and her baby could have died, or she could have died too, as well. I forgot exactly what it is, but I had a friend that went through that.
Something like inside, it separates from the inside of the wall, her placenta or something like that, separates from the inside of the wall, and that causes distress on the mother and the baby.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so, too.
Huh? Oh, I love...
I just don't know why they felt they had to make Liz have a third baby. It's a part of this... I mean, all they do is impregnate this woman. It makes no sense whatsoever.
Yes.
And why they even gave Jason and her a baby? I don't know. I mean, what is the point?
Well, you know what? I'm sorry, but I'm glad they do because you know what? At least even though
it binds them together forever, right?
But where's the bonding? Where's the binding them forever?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. I know that. But I mean, that's about it. They're she's the mother and he's the father, and that's
really,
about
I just,
it.
the same thing. Why, if they were not going to even have Liz and Jason speak to each
together.
Other, each other, why are they even? Why do they even have to make them have the baby just to please the fans and that's it?
Right.
No, we were okay. 2008, 2009, we were going to be given this great wedding, okay? Then this bitch called Kelly Monaco went to the producers and said, I want to work with Steve again. And there were our wedding. Our wedding was taped.
Mm.
Our wedding was taped. Our wedding was in the can.
That just makes me mad.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Because that little whiny little bitch, I know I should not call her name, but she is one. And now I really hope they do get rid of her because, you know, she has pulled too many stunts. She's gotten every storyline she wanted. You know, and Tyler Christopher can walk right out the door with her too because Tyler Christopher whined, oh, I'm on look with Becky Hurst. And look what he got. And Monique Bernard and Steve Burton has been there a lot longer than
Mayo.
Here's
the part that I don't get. I don't get. How come Steve can't get what he wants?
Right.
Well,
he's
okay.
been working there for a long time.
I just think favoritism. I don't think that I'd heard one time that Franz did not like Steve for whatever reason, you know. So I guess this is his way to getting to getting back at him. I don't know.
Yeah, because
I guess he just plays the good soldier and say, hey, you know what? I really don't give it to him. I'll play what you want me to play and collect my paycheck, and I'm biding my time
right. So
I can go to Tennessee and get the hell on out of here.
I'm still waiting for the great storyline he was all talking about on
YouTube.
I know,
it's bullshit.
Okay,
bullshit.
When's it going to start? And when is Liaison going to be together, you know?
That's probably
yeah,
the great
okay.
story. I hope that is.
I say September or October.
Do you know if the JSON radio, do they still have, I don't go on Blog Talk much anymore, but do they still have their radio show, I wonder?
Oh, yeah, they do. And you know what? Once their little cover gets over, I will, you know, the night they break up, we really should listen because I'm going to love how they analyze this one because even they are mad at Sam for staying with Jason this time.
Mm.
Oh, I have an announcement. I am working with someone to set up a website.
You're going to start a website?
Well, yeah, but it's not Zay. It's not Zay. It's,
oh.
You know, yes, that would be like me wanting to, yeah. So, yeah, it should be up and running in the next, like, 3 weeks. And hopefully I'm trying to get a couple fanfic people on here. I have talked to, like, two of them already. And, yeah, and then I'm trying to get a couple of other people on the show, too.
Mm-hmm. Like
yeah.
who?
Like, I don't want to say because if I talk about it, I'm afraid it won't happen. And so I've just been working on getting a couple of people on here and just praying that it happens. And I'm praying that it happens, like, in September because... Oh, that's what yes, I was. Christy is coming back the end of July, 1st of August. She's taking a little hiatus because of her work schedule.
Mm-hmm. When is Steve and Becky's virtual PA again? I always forget.
July 18th.
July 18th. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not that I'm going to watch. I mean, because I don't have $75 to watch Steve and Becky. I'm sorry, y'all. Love you, but I don't think so.
Is anyone going to that from here? Anyone?
No, I hope some.
Shit, I can't afford it.
I know.
Me either.
I know.
Me either.
What
maybe
happened
somebody
to...
You know, gets checked with RTN. I'm sure somebody might be up for it. You know, so I just want the truth.
I'm sorry. It's the 17th.
Oh, okay.
Because that's the Saturday, but yeah.
Hey, when is the General Hospital Fan Club weekend? Is it July or August?
July. It's July 28th.
Okay.
Isn't that when Steli, they're going to have their,
whatever.
Stephen Kelly's little thing are not getting good numbers for not a lot of people are going to that.
Probably Stephen Kelly won't even show up.
You mean Jay Tankers aren't going to take advantage of watching Stephen Kelly?
Maybe if they're good, maybe he'll take off his shirt and, you know, really turn them on, you know.
Well, I guess at $100 a ticket.
Come on. I don't think so. Well, I wouldn't even pay that for Steve and Becky. I don't have that kind of money. I'm sorry. I don't have that kind of money.
No, Steve and Becky, while I was talking to Christy, was $60.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying even if they were charging $100 to see Steve and Becky, I still couldn't go. I can't afford that, you know. I just wait for the recaps like I do for the show.
They got to realize this economy sucks.
Hello?
They do charge so damn
Hello?
Much for their shows.
I know.
Okay, we have 13 minutes because someone forgot to book the right time slot, but I'm not blaming anyone, but I'm just saying that. Yes.
Can I ask you guys something?
Yeah.
What did you guys think of the, if you guys seen it, the promo of the What If thing about all the soaps, ABC soaps combining?
I was cracking up. This is only gonna be on the internet though, right?
I know, right?
On the internet. But I saw Kelly and what's his name?
John McBain. They were
the
kids.
Yeah. Well, they were on that show together.
I watched it before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Talia, where can I find it? I haven't seen it yet.
It was just on ABC. Like if you watched
it. They're advertising it on ABC. I'm just not.
I don't
think they put up a website.
They advertise it on SoapNet.
They do too. Yep.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's gonna show July 12th. They said.
Yes.
Well,
they're
you know what?
I bet that's gonna be a hoot. I bet that's gonna be fun.
Yeah, you know what? I'm interested because I'm dying to see Spinelli and Todd. I'm sorry. I'm looking forward to that.
It looks funny to me.
Todd's gonna eat him for lunch.
I didn't see Steve, and I didn't see. Ben.
I did.
Who was Steve?
He was on the plane.
Jason and Greeley are gonna.
Yeah.
They're at a bar.
Oh,
they're gonna be at a bar.
Yeah.
And she tells Jason all about her. She's drunk and he's sober, listening to her go on about love.
Oh, and then you have I cannot wait for it. I don't care what anyone thinks. Laura Wright and Cameron Matheson.
I know. In the elevator.
So Sonny and Eric are going to be stuck in an elevator.
That is going to be funny.
I know.
What is it that you do? I was cracking up.
Oh, yeah. Talia, so do you remember this for this week or next week?
Sorry, what did you say?
Is this for this week or next week? Because
it starts next week, the 12th.
The
12th. RTN has the whole schedule on their spoilers.
Okay.
Just a second, I'll tell you.
Okay, okay.
And, I just think it's a here. Like a hoot and a half.
Remind me, okay?
Okay, if I'm talking to you later on tonight, yeah, so.
To watch it when they come on.
Okay, the week of July Are we here? Okay. Week of July 12th, all my children's Erica Kane and General Hospital Sunny Corinthos. When Sunny's plan to use Erica as an alibi goes awry, his claustrophobia gets the best of both of them, Ryan Lavery and Carly Jacks. Carly gives Ryan a refresher course on how to channel his inner bad boy. And
ooh.
Todd Manning and Damian Spinelli. Spinelli's fear of flying frustrates Todd to no end and unexpectedly changed their flight plan.
Oh, God.
And then the week of the 19th, Greenlee and Jason Morgan, a drunk Greenlee pours her heart out and more to a very sober Jason Morgan.
That sounds familiar. He's always having these poor women pour their heart out.
Right.
And then the week of the 26th, Jesse and Angie and Star, when Angie and Jesse argue about a dry spill in the romance department, Star reminds them what matters most in life.
Oh.
And week of August 2nd, Tess and Dante Falconeri, when Dante and Tess realize they've met before, she tries to seduce him for old time's sake. And the week of the 9th, Luke Spencer and Vicky Banks, bonded by their respective heart problems, Vicky and Luke commiserate over lost love.
Oh, that could be good.
And August 15th, Maxie and Rex debate the pros and cons of young love while suddenly facing their own mortality. The 23rd, Blair and Tad. After comparing notes on their messy love lives, Tad and Blair realize they dance to the same tune. And the 30th, John McBain and Spamanilla. After getting trapped in an elevator in a burning building, Sam and John get to know each other better than they ever thought they would.
I just bet they do.
Survive.
I wonder if she'll be wearing her hooker outfit.
I know. With her boots.
The pink shoes and the whole nine yards.
I think she'll leave that for last. I think she has a little surprise for her. She'll probably keep on her normal clothes for once.
Sad. What is it? I was reading, I'm on RTM2, and it says here, there was a drop a while back that JAXXX will have one last love scene in July. It will be downhill from there. Somebody wants them to repost that.
Yeah, and I've got it. It says, come summertime, plans are always subject to change. A couple will get a non-divorce. At least they won't have to spend money on lawyers and time on paperwork. Well, that's going to happen. And this was a while back because some of this is true now. The hitman and his lady have another romantic time, but that's the last time.
Yes.
Bam. A mother will be thinking about her child's father, and I'm not referring to the child in utero. So that's Liz.
And Jason.
A doctor finds his past, comes back to find him. What has he been doing the past few years?
Patrick?
Or Steven. Steve Weber.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Bang, bang, bang. Bullet holes can be so nasty. Samantha, you have been a bad, bad girl. She hooks up with a bad, bad boy. Here's Johnny. Well, I don't think that's going to happen. Because of Christina. I don't think so.
Right.
I do.
Let's see. Teen scene, lots of drama on summer vacation. Two doctors let their marital bickering follow them to work. That's Scrubs.
Yeah.
Of course, the Godfather and the Queen Bee get back together. Surprised it took so long, but it will at last. But that isn't true because Carly's going back to Jack's because of Scott.
Hey,
the cop and his gal will, of course, have angst. Stupid love triangles. So Lulu and Dante. So that is probably Brooklyn with the angst somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually looking forward to the Kelly Monica Michael Easton thing. I like them as
Well, she can have chemistry with anybody but Steve. I'm sorry.
Right, exactly.
If you ever watch the Charles, which is Lizzie, she has so much chemistry with Michael Easton's character as a vampire. Oh my God.
When it was Olivia,
to break Bond too, if they would have kept that going.
Oh yeah.
Right.
So when it was Olivia and Caleb?
Caleb.
Yeah, Libby. They called her Libby.
Libby.
And okay. Didn't she played like a dual role? She had a twin sister or something on that show.
And Michael Easton kind of had. Oh no, he did it. Never mind.
And Coos, what about her mother? When they brought her mother in, it was played by Kimberlyn Brown.
It was. Yeah.
Okay.
And her father was played by
Don Lindstrom.
Yeah, Kevin was her father.
You know what I always thought? Okay, so if Kevin, you know, I know they got rid of Kevin, but I always thought, you know, if Kevin, like, came on the eighth, you know, now and goes, oh, my God, you look familiar. I mean, not that, like, they would do it, but something I never bought was, okay, you guys remember when Logan died?
Logan?
Okay, yeah. Mm. Scotty's, you know, son. Okay, he never mentioned that Karen passed away.
Right.
But yeah, Karen...
Port child, so she could still be alive on General Hospital.
Yeah, I just thought it was weird. I mean, because he was on both, so... I just thought that was really, really, really... I just thought it was weird. Okay, we have 3 minutes, but we can go into overtime.
Sound like a ball game. In fact, let me see what my Yankees are doing. Let me see what
the
score is.
Do you watch the soccer?
Huh?
You like soccer?
You know what, Terry? I tried to look at the, you know, the soccer game. So let me see this soccer. I'm sorry. I can't get into that.
I know, we're watching it.
I cannot get into that. I'm sorry with the head and the foot and the butt. No, I just can't get into that.
Soccer
is not for me. Soccer is not for me, no.
Isn't that what the popular English guy, he's on?
Beckham.
Yeah, he does that, huh?
He's a very attractive man. He was at the tennis match.
Oh, was he?
And they showed him up in the stands, you know. He's a very attractive man. David Beckham.
You know, I think I better go have a shower because I got to go to bed early tonight. So.
Oh, gosh. Okay, Tara.
Okay. Shirley, you just love to tease me now, don't you?
No, I don't, Terry. Because you can take it, Terry. You can take it.
Julie's starting to be like I'm starting to see her, see how she really is. She's starting to be really funny now and tease people, and especially me. I'm kidding.
Question fun, Terry. That's
what time are you calling me?
Well, I'll call you probably about 11 o'clock.
Okay.
All right. Night, guys. Talk to you soon.
Night.
Night. So, yes, you know, when we do get off here, even though I have my air conditioner hooked up, I might have to open the window because it's not that it's hot, it's stupid muggy.
When you open up the window, though, you let all the warm, humid air in.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I just thought 9:30 at night, I thought... You know,
it's probably cooled down by now, though.
Well, everyone, call us back on Monday. Oh, I won't. Yeah, no, I couldn't put it people. But no, we are going into overtime, and yes, I do sound like a baseball game, but I'm okay with that. But no, the thing on SoapNet does look really good. I mean... I've seen commercials. Yeah, it does look funny, and
I'm curious as to why they're doing this. You know, it's something that they've never done before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have been, you know, crossovers, but
this is
more for like fun, or are they really testing other people? Or
I wonder. Yeah,
soaps. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, you know who I've always thought would go really good together? This, because I just thought, I wonder if they could ever do it, would be, but this is really crossing over. I always wonder what it would be like sending Hope and Bo to Zenner Hospital. This, I don't know. I just always wanted to know.
Hope and Bo? Mm.
Yeah, I just thought, you know, because there was a rumor a while back that Drake Hogeston was going to go to Zenner Hospital to play with his dad.
Yeah, no, I was hoping that he wouldn't come because I don't think he's such a great actor. In my personal opinion, I said, oh, no. And I forgot who he was supposed to be playing. Was he supposed to be Sam's father?
No, he was supposed to be his father.
Why was he being brought in? Who was when he was?
He was being brought in as Elizabeth's father.
There was
also
news about Marlena
Sue
going to GH. But
well, yeah, she was going to be playing Claudia's mother. That was the rumor for a while. And I thought, oh, that's another thing I'm loving on Dave's line now is still Victor and Maggie is doing.
Oh, yeah, that's about the best thing on Dave's now is that Maggie and Victor, I love them. They have such a good chemistry. I love them together.
I love how she threw it in Vivian's face. Oh, my Lord,
And Vivian, she's sad. She's pathetic.
You know what, Julio? She's pathetic as Vivian.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. She is. She's pathetic, you know?
Oh, I meant Caroline, too. Caroline, too. I mean, Caroline had no reason to be mad at Maggie for any of this because, Caroline has had her sins for years and years and years with Victor, and she never took it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and, okay, are you guys buying this whole Zero and Loan thing online and all?
The what?
Jill and
Fenmore.
Oh, Jill being
Fenmore's
sister.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, why did they pull that out of the hat? What is that supposed to be about? You know. And you know what? I feel bad for Jill. I feel sorry for her. All she wants is just
a family.
You know, just to belong to a family, and I feel bad for her. I do, you know. I mean, I wanted to smack Nikki because she gets on my last nerve sometimes. You know, I said, "Oh, Nikki, shut the hell up," you know. But I feel bad for her. I know she's done some.
Even Lauren,
some crazy
she's a little
things.
Bitch about it too. My
yeah,
God, Lauren.
I know. Well, I guess that's sort of hard, you know, grown up child knowing that all these years your father has had a little. You know, he had a little thing going with somebody. I mean, you know, but still. But Nikki was the one telling how pathetic she was. I said, oh, Nikki, shut up. Just shut up. She gets on my nerves. But I really feel sorry for Jill. I just do. I feel sorry for her, you know.
You know, so do I, because of this, you know, it's sad, but I thought, oh, that's an odd pair to make, you know, sisters. I was just thinking, oh, that's a, you know, odd pair.
You've had so many lessons trying to find a home, trying to find a family.
But Lauren's no sweet and innocent either. They kind of did act alike.
Oh, no, well, Lauren could be a bitch,
true.
Lauren could suck it up. She wanted to be daddy's little girl and only girl, and she's threatened now.
Mm-hmm. So does that mean that Billy and Finn are cousins, right?
Yes.
Finn,
half cousins.
Yeah.
Half cousins.
Yeah.
Oh, half cousins.
Because they're half sisters.
Mm.
Yeah. But you know, I just hope Billy doesn't fuck up with Victoria because, like I said, I only have one couple right now. I'm down to one couple. So, they cannot mess this up. I mean, I was so happy that Melissa Weaves, I don't know, I mean, that she was on yesterday.
Yeah, she gave Vivian a talking to, too. I loved it.
So, you know, I'm hoping.
I think she's done, though, because she said she was heading to London, and Vivian could know. She goes, you know what you can do,
okay.
Or where you can go. So I think Destiny was her last time.
Because I was hoping that they will offer her, like, a, you know, contract, because I love Melissa Reeves. I mean, I made my poor grandmother go be in the hot sun down in Target and get her autograph for me. So, I mean,
really?
But I just love Melissa Reeves, and I thought, oh, it would be cool if she kind of came back, for good. It was weird that Lucas was there 1 minute, and then he was gone the next. Did anyone else notice that?
I don't know.
Yeah, and, you know, I also liked the Bill. I really liked Bill. I mean, I thought he did a really good job, and I liked how Laura and Kate fought, like, usable, and Marilyn and Kate, oh my gosh, Marilyn had that son with Stefano.
Well, yeah, because we heard them talk about her being a whore. That's why they got into a fight today.
Yep, and so that means, you know, that means that is Stefano's second real son, because wasn't Tony not his real son?
I don't know.
Because I could swear he didn't love Tony because of some biology shit.
I can't remember.
Okay. Because Izzy is his, and, Peter and Kristen were adopted, and Lexi is his, and, but, God, I wish they would hurry up with this Hope storyline, because it's taken forever.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Hope, you know, she had kind of cooled off a while. Now she's revving back up, now getting ready. Who was she going to try to get rid of, Bo?
The Bo.
Who is she talking about? She was telling Dick. She was telling something. Because I didn't see all of it today. I saw most of it. But she gave him some list of things she wanted him to pick up for her. Now, I wonder what that list consisted of.
I haven't lost it yet, so.
Justin kind of started grilling her, too, about the wall and stuff that Sierra was telling him.
Yeah, I know. I know.
She had to kiss him to stop him from pushing.
Yeah, take his mind off. Yeah,
and Adrian walks in and sees him kissing, and yeah.
Oh, brother.
Oh, God, and you know what, who, I thought Chloe could never get pregnant because of the leukemia. Remember with the years back when she had the leukemia when she was with Brady?
Yeah, but
when
I think her diagnosis was she most likely couldn't get pregnant.
Okay, because, you know, I mean.
Well, I didn't think Philip could have kids because of his low sperm count.
That's, oh my gosh, yes.
But now, ta-da! Yes,
yeah,
we have the
yeah,
baby.
Yeah. Oh, Chloe.
And
yeah.
I want that to come out,
Chloe
too.
Chloe came in and saved
enough.
The day. Oh, God. Poor Chloe.
Because, silly, Philip has another kid.
Yeah, that he threw away.
That he threw away.
Yeah, no, so I've been here in the past 2 days because he said he wasn't ready. He said he wasn't
ready to be a father. What can I say?
But he wouldn't let Kayla or Patch adopt him.
Yeah.
I think that was a crock of crap.
Yeah, I don't understand why he didn't do that. Maybe he didn't want to be constantly reminded. Who knows? I mean, it was stupid, you know.
It was really, really stupid. But, you know, Talia, oh my God, Talia got kicked off.
She did? Yeah, they came and picked her up, yep. She's in the mothership now. They came and they got her.
But Army Wives, is really good, and what's happening with Zone is really, like, it's really good, except I feel sorry for her that, you know, he gave her, you know, time off or whatever you call it.
Mm.
Yeah, they gave her a 30-day leave
to
get this going.
So I think the other two are going to have a baby, too.
The Sherwoods? Yeah.
Well, no, the other one, the young one, you know, the one that had two boys and...
Oh, yeah.
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 But he has to deploy and...
Yep. Next week, or this Sunday, is the goodbyes episode.
I hate when they do goodbyes. I'm crying for half of the episode. Crap. I guess they, I finally found the when they are bringing Grey's Anatomy back, September 25th.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I can't wait for my Grey's to come back.
Oh, you know, I want to know what happened. I mean, because I saw, Dick on ET, and he said he won't be in a coma the whole season, but he might be in a coma for a while.
Who said that?
Derek, Patrick Dempsey.
Patrick, oh, he's going to be in a coma?
Yeah.
Oh, why? Is he making a movie or something?
No, that's, well, whatever happened with the gunshot. And basically they are putting the story where they left off, like a day later or maybe 2 days later, where everything went down. And I'm sorry, but that was one of the most exciting cliffhangers ever I've seen. So I'm like, I want it to be September because. You know, I'm waiting for Private Practice, too. That looks good, too. I mean, I cannot wait for Madison and Allison and what's his face? Bridget, you know who I'm talking about?
Who?
Private Practice, Allison.
Oh, yeah.
Violet. I cannot wait for all of that to happen and...
Baby stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I wish they would not have them, you know, go off for so long. And I want to get back to Brothers and Sisters, too, because that season finale was good, too.
Yeah.
So, but certainly you will be able to call in on Monday, right?
Oh, yeah, I can call in Monday. I just won't be there Wednesday, you know, but Monday, yeah. Definitely.
So, I mean, at least it only takes 7 hours. I mean, at least you won't be in the car for, like, 14 hours. I mean...
No. It doesn't take long. It doesn't take long. You know, because we're going. It's my daughter and my two grandkids, and Tracy's driving, of course, and myself.
When did you stop driving?
I never began.
I
never learned how to drive. When I was married, my husband tried to teach me. And then when I almost
kill the poor man standing in the cemetery. He told me to get the hell out the car. That was the last of my driving lessons. He said, Shirley, just get the hell out the car. Get out.
I think my grandma will drive around here now, but she won't make the trip by herself to Oregon anymore because, like, 4 hours, you're 83 years old, the same my mom said, you know, I trust you, but you know what, it's the freeways can be worked on, whatever, and so it's just... You know, but I think just, you know, the way I look at road trips, I mean, when you take a road trip, even if you've been there before, there's so many places you can stop along the way.
Mm-hmm.
I can believe you stay home for the next 2 weeks, Briz. I thought you might want to go a little bit up somewhere.
Yeah.
Briz it?
Yes.
I thought you would want to go live it up somewhere, like, I thought you would just want to, like, go on a little road trip, you know, being off for, like, 2 weeks.
You know, I drive so much that,
you,
want
that's,
you know,
that's why you call
I get
that,
tired of
a
driving.
Busman's holiday. They don't
yes.
want to, you know, you don't want to
I just, I just like to bitch. If I don't have to drive, I'm good. You know,
mm-hmm.
I got... Yeah. 39 years of driving under me, and I'm to that point in my life, but if I didn't feel that way, I probably would. I did a lot of driving when I was a kid, too. I traveled a lot, and, you know,
right.
as I get older, I just like to be home. I like
out,
to
yeah.
relax
mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm.
and enjoy the scenery and such, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, if I could fly and have somebody else drive me, that would be great.
Right. There you go.
You know?
Did, oh, is the hay, has the hay came up? Or,
we're on our second cutting here coming up now. So hopefully if the weather stays good, we'll get at least 4 or something. Hopefully. We'll see. Once it gets hot, it takes slower to grow than it would when it's nice and cool.
When did the corn and the cob come in? I mean,
I don't know. We don't do corn. We do
really?
Wheat.
Oh, okay.
We do grain and hay, and that's all we do. So.
Yeah, my grandparents have like the most awesome garden. They have green peppers, everything, but they have like 20 rows of like corn in the cob and
oh wow
yeah and I mean so we have them pick every year but you know I'm sorry there's nothing beats corn in the cob game from like you know the ground because sometimes I wish I didn't live in an apartment just because. So, yeah, I talked my dad into it. I go, when you get the house remodeled, you need to do a little garden for corn on the cob. And he's like, I know your mother is making me do it.
Yeah, that's my favorite vegetable, corn. I love corn.
Yeah, and this is the way the cob with the butter and, oh, my God, yeah. How did the Yankees do?
Well, I'm not sure. I can't watch them tonight. I got the TV on. I'm listening to Major League Baseball. They go all around to the different games and pick up. I think they're ahead. I can always go to my internet site, though, the Yankees, and see what they're doing. But I think that they're probably winning. So that's a good thing. They're in first place now, so.
I went to their website just to see if I could figure it out, and I don't know if they away?
Yes,
they're in
Oakland,
okay.
In California.
Okay, it's the bottom of the eighth, Yankees 6, Oakland 2.
Yeah, I figured they were winning from what they were saying. I just didn't hear the scores. Thank you very much, Carly.
I know, I'm a little report.
Bottom of the eighth. You go, girl.
Well, I mean, I'm still mad over the whole hostess Boston thing because
I think it would have been
good for Boston to win.
I mean, I would have loved for Boston to win, but it wasn't meant to be. Now we're waiting on to see where Mr. LeBron James goes. Like, I really don't care.
I thought that got over 8:57. That should have been over by now.
What?
He's still on ESPN. I thought it came from, it was on from 8 to 9, and then on from 9 to 10.
What's that?
His TV special. There is a TV special on ESPN tonight from 8 to 10, 9 to 10.
About what?
Where he's going.
Oh, no, that's not until tomorrow night.
Okay. You know, it's so funny. I typed in James, and guess what the first word was, you guys?
What?
Franco.
Oh, please.
I know.
Franco. Oh, jeez.
So, Bridget, you're sleeping in the morning, right? Bridget?
Yeah?
You're sleeping in, right?
I've been sleeping in since Monday.
Good.
I mean, actually, I've slept pretty much all day, every day.
Well, sometimes you need to, like...
Well, 4th of July was a lot of fun, and I went out every night, and that wore me out.
Oh, where did you go?
I went into town, spent the Thursday through Sunday with my friends down in town, and we went out to a place we always go out to, and it was packed because there was a big rodeo and all sorts of people, and it was fun. Drank a lot. Yeah. So yeah, I was ready to come home.
Well, the real reason why we didn't have also Monday night, my dad called me. He goes, "Are you busy?" I'm like, "Well, I kind of have it." So he goes, "I'm cancer." I'm like, "Why?" He goes, "Want to go to the casino with my mom, your mom and I and grandma?"
Oh.
And I'm like, I'm like, okay. And I did not win that much, but Grandma did really well. I mean, better than I did. Then, you know, usually at casinos, they don't have, like, really good food. But in the cafe where we always go, they have really good food. I mean, it's daily food, but it's always so good. And, you know, and so, yeah, I did nothing for the 4th of July. I was so tired from... what I did Friday night, I thought, you know, and Saturday night, I'm like, I don't want to go anywhere, and so I stayed home, and I watched the fireworks. I was Sammy from Days of Our Life on NBC hosts the fireworks.
Oh, really? That what she did?
Yeah, she was hosting it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But where we live, I mean, our apartment complex, no one's allowed to, you know, set fireworks off.
Yeah, we can't in city limits either.
Really? I thought, you know, you being like in a little, you know.
Oh, no. They don't let anybody in city limits. You can go out of city limits to shoot them.
Yeah.
Not that it's any different. We had a fire that night, too, because the fireworks, so.
What about you?
Be careful, yeah.
I know. What about you, Silly? Are you guys allowed to?
Well, they were, now, in the in the building where I live, they were supposed to have, like, fireworks outside of the building, but I don't know because I wasn't here. I went over to my daughter's, and we didn't do any fireworks there, of course. But somebody was doing it. We could see it from some park where they were having fireworks. Sometimes you can see them, you know. But that's it. It's funny. This is the first year that I really didn't see any fireworks. Usually,
no.
If I don't see any fireworks live, I at least look at the Macy's fireworks, but I didn't even do that this year.
Well, it's funny because when we were growing up, I was at my cousin's house, and my other cousin did a bottle rocket, and in Oregon, it was illegal to do a bottle rocket. We had seats that were off, and it went in the neighbor's window, and we all were...
Oh, my goodness. In the neighbor's window.
Yeah, it went. In Mount Sunset, it went through the neighbor's window, and we all ran. Even the dogs ran because this guy.
Oh my God.
And this old man hated, you know, kids and.
Oh my God.
And to top it off, to make it worse, 2 hours later, the ambulance was called.
Oh shit.
Yeah, he had a mild heart.
Oh, God.
And so, you know, the police were knocking on every neighbor asking, do you know who did it? And no one said a
no, no, we don't. Nobody saw nothing. No. Oh, gosh, that's funny.
And, you know, I mean, that was the last year I think we... went out, you know, out in the...
Yeah, I would think so.
I mean, but bottle rockets, I'm sorry, all dangerous and...
That's awful.
They are illegal in... I mean, they are illegal in Oregon. They are not illegal in Washington, but... And then I saw on the news the other night, I don't know why they have to show all these horrible stories about, fireworks, but this little boy got burned, like half of his body from a...
Yeah, they're very dangerous. You have to really be careful.
I know,
but
you guys... Yeah, but this little boy made a homemade firework.
Mm.
I mean, and you should not make a high, you know, but, oh my God, if it's true about Kelly leaving, I think it's true, and I'm going to be so happy.
I've seen that in passing. I didn't really read all of it. I said they've been saying she's leaving for I don't know how long now. She's still here.
But you know what? But before, General Hospital has always backed her up with the statements. This is the first time they haven't.
Mm.
Because I think they are getting tired of her crap and what's happened at Stagecoach and the country music thing. You know, I think, you know, how much longer can you say everything's fine when everything's not fine?
Well, when she and Steve had that little, I don't know whether it was event, I don't know what you call it, but they had like Q&A, and people were asking, oh, well, how does it feel to be back together again, something like that, and I don't think neither one of them ever answered.
Yeah, they didn't. Because a friend of mine
was... Not one of them really didn't answer because they don't really want to be back together. Not now, anyway. So
oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, I just think, you know, I mean, I liked it on PC. I liked it with Lucky, but I hate it with Jason.
Yeah. Yeah, well, who knows?
So are you gonna go crawl in bed and watch something or what?
I don't know. I have a doctor's appointment. I gotta go to the foot doctor tomorrow.
Are you okay?
Appointment. I have my feet worked on. You know. So.
My mom did that for her. Some of her patients sometimes, like her older patients. So. And Bridget's gonna sleep until 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh,
I don't blame you. Way to go, Bridge.
Well, I stay up late because I've been reading some smut books. And when you read a good smut book, you can't
No.
And the next thing I know, I'm in bed. The next thing I look up, and it's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I started reading? I started reading this other fanfic called Young Girl.
Okay. Yes, that's
and
a good one.
It's really good. But, you know, the part that I don't like is, you know, Jason doesn't talk like that. You know,
yeah.
I mean, some of the dialogue is kind of stupid. I mean, I said, Jason doesn't talk like that. But the story overall is a very good one. And I wish what happened in the fanfic happened on the show, but unfortunately it did not. But that's a pretty good one. The Young Girl, I saw it. So that's a good one.
I got some books from the library, and I don't know what possessed me to get this, but I got the book from Kitty Kelly that she wrote about Oprah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they say not a very flattering book. Not very flattering.
No, it's not. And,
yeah.
You know, usually, I mean, I like, you know, biographies, and I just, but it's a long book. But I mean, I'm a fast reader, but it's a long book. And I'm like, But Briz, I know how you can get that you're all in bed and you're reading and the next, you know, that's how I've been doing my
sleep. Goes by so quickly. You don't realize. Would that be the sun coming up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Well, when you start hearing the birds chirp and all sorts.
Yeah.
Of things,
well.
It can't be that late.
Well, the last couple of nights and probably tonight, I've been working on my screenplay, and I'm on 285 pages, and I just want to get to 300, you know, by like the end of the week. So I work on it and work on it and work on it, and but the next thing I know, I look in at the clock and it's like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
So I can see how, you know, it's so easy to do that. And But I just, like, I love writing, and it's just something I'm doing. I just love it, and I love writing about these characters, and so I do it. But the next thing I know, I'm like, oh, crap, I have to get to bed, or I'm never going to sleep.
Right.
What's my book are you reading now, Bridget?
Well, I love Nora Roberts' books. It's called The Reef. Oh, my gosh, it's so good.
Yeah. You know, they do a few of her books on Lifetime Movie Network. They do a few
of
her
she
books.
Is
but I don't know whether they're as good as the books themselves, though.
Yeah.
But
I read some
books. She just draws me in every time. I mean, every book I read from her is just amazing.
She's awesome.
And I also like Diana Palmer books, too. She does really good books, too.
Oh, I haven't heard from, I haven't heard that name.
Yeah,
wow.
She's kind of like Nora Roberts in a way, but she does very good storytelling. I mean, it's one of those books that I can read. If it's really good, I can read it in a day. I mean, it's...
Wow.
You know, if there's something I'm not so enthralled in, it'll take me a while. Or I'll just sit back. If it doesn't catch me the first chapter, then it's, you know, or first two chapters, then I'm not interested. It's just got to grab me. So...
Well, I love Nicholas Sparks' books.
Oh, I love his books.
I
also like Nicholas Evans' books, too. He's an awesome writer, too.
Oh, really? Well, yeah.
His last book, The Great Divide, you've got to read it. Oh, my gosh, it is excellent.
What is the name of it, Bridget?
The Great Divide.
Hmm.
It is phenomenal.
Okay.
All of his books are phenomenal, but that one I was very taken with it. I mean, I couldn't put it down. I had to take it with me everywhere. And that's a good thing about driving bus, and you have trips. You can sit and read and wait for them. So I do a lot of reading during the school year.
Well, yeah, because then you would be bored, like on the bus. I mean,
well, you could only clean a bus so much. I mean,
it's
not that big, so you sweep it and you dust it off, and you could only do that so much. So I sit and read and put that off till later.
Well, yeah, but no, Nicholas books, I have read almost every single one of them, and I haven't been disappointed with any of them.
Well, I haven't got to read his latest one yet, but I got to go in and see if they've
got it. Oh, please, do it, because it was so good. And then, you know, I read second news books for the soul, like any of them. And those books, I know they make you cry, but they have some really, really good stories in them.
Yep.
You
well,
know,
and that's
yeah.
what I love about Nora Roberts. She puts two stories or three stories in a book sometimes. So, I mean, she doesn't just put one story. She'll put more than one in some of her books. So you get a whole three stories in a book, and, you know, so.
Yeah, they show quite a few of her books on Lifetime.
Yeah, they should put a movie, this movie on this one. Oh, my gosh, it would be phenomenal. It is. I started it last night, and I'm almost finished.
Wow.
I got a chapter left today.
Wow. Like my sister. She's a quick reader.
When I get to read, I read. I don't mess around.
Right. How many does, so do you only have one sister?
Me? I have two older sisters. Oh, Shirley?
So, yeah.
Oh, me? I have two sisters. I'm the oldest.
Okay, and
no brothers, just two sisters.
Oh, and you, Bridget?
I have two older sisters and an older brother.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm
you
the
know,
baby.
I would have never taken you for the baby.
Oh, I'm the baby. I'm daddy's little girl all the way. When my dad and I are together, we're inseparable. We are a mirror image of each other. We got the same personality, same mannerisms, same humor.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
We're very identical. I told Dad I should have been a boy. I mean, we are just very close.
Good.
And you're not that close with your mom, right?
Well, you know, I love my mom. I do. But you got to take her in small doses.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not the only one that feels that way. All four of us feel the same way. She likes to control our lives. I mean, my oldest sister's 13 years older than me, and she has to stay away from my mom, or she'll have a breakdown.
Wow.
Because she can't let go. I mean, she gets tied up in knots just by being around her. And so it's very difficult. Like, I just had a conversation with her a couple nights ago about something. She wants to go see my aunt in Colorado, and she was saying, oh, I wonder if one of the girls will take me down there. And I'm like, if you're going to come back alive, I doubt it. You know, I can handle her. I just ignore her. I'll tell her off and ignore her because I don't deal with that. I do what my dad does. It goes in one in ear and out the other.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm my own person. I do my own thing.
Right.
I told her, I said, well, if you ask me sweet enough, we can wait till after in August when I have the last 2 weeks before school starts. I'll drive you down. Because I love my aunt. They're total polar opposites. My aunt is cool. We go shopping. We go this. We go that. Mm-hmm. We have a ball. Mm-hmm. And we have a very close relationship because all of us kids call her. And so they're just two different people. And even my aunt tells her where to go and tells her how lucky she is to have four kids that to have grown up and done their thing and without any problems. So, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, see, I'm the one that is not married yet, but, you know, my parents are like, you know, they go, okay, if you don't marry, that's okay. Like, you know, they never pressured us to do the having kids thing, or because my dad came from a house with 8 kids.
Yeah.
His parents were alcoholics. And my mom came from, my house that was just, her parents never got along. And so both of them came from such,
different backgrounds.
Yeah, so, you know, so when my sister and brother both started having kids, they said to my little brother and I, oh, you guys don't have to worry, now they have 6 grandkids, and they go, oh, you don't have to do this for us. And I'm like, oh, okay. But you know, because I hear all my other friends say, my parents are asking me when I'm getting married, and I feel sorry for them that they pressure them like that. I mean,
yeah.
You know, and...
Well, I think a lot of it is, though, they don't want them to be alone if anything should happen to them. That's what my parents worry about me no matter what. But they haven't.
Yeah.
My dad told me to stay away from them. You know? He's like, don't even worry about it. He goes, you know, I'm happier being on my own.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in relationships, and I've been there, and, you know, I mean, I always cared, you know, I always said I had my Jason a long time ago, and it was great while it lasted, and so it was like I had that. It was great, but it didn't work out, so, I mean, you know, I mean, it's so different when... You know, you're 20, it's like, when you're 20, you're like, okay, you have to do it. But by the time you get 30, I think you have another mindset, like, it's okay if you don't. And then by the time you get, like, 35, 34, then you know it's okay if you don't. I don't know, that's what I've came up with lately. But, yeah, I mean... But no, I would never guess you were the baby of the family. But,
oh, yeah. I'm the bossy one of the family, too.
Okay,
yep.
You're the baby and the bossy one? Okay,
yep.
I
tell them how to do it, and they do it.
Do you have any nieces and nephews?
I have. My oldest sister has one boy. He'll be 30 when I turn 40. My other sister has 2 boys. They're in their 20s, their early 20s. My brother has a boy and a girl. His son's in high school, and Callie will be a kindergartner in this school year. And she's just like her Aunt Bridget.
Oh, my God. So,
she's a tomboy. She is a go-getter. And her mannerisms are like when I was that little. Yep. And
oh,
I told my brother,
Payback's
a bitch. Because when I was born, my brother wanted to trade me for 2 border collies my uncle had. And I said, now you know how I feel when now you got a little girl. Now Payback's a bitch.
Well, my brother wanted to sell me to my grandparents, I guess. I mean, but do they all live around you? I mean, do you guys...
My 2 sisters live in the next town by us in Douglas, and then my brother lives in Newcastle. He's a brand inspector in Newcastle. So he's about 2 hours away, 2.5 hours
away. Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's kind of too bad
we're not that far away, but we're, you know, we don't have to see each other all the time. And me, I get to see him every day, so that, you know, I take care of him.
I mean, yeah.
But I have my own place, so I can tune them out anytime I want to. I just don't answer the door.
I'm 15 now. I'm 20 minutes away. But my brother and I live 5 minutes now, about 7 minutes away, my older one. But we are, I mean, it's so funny, we are 5-7 minutes away, and we maybe see each other like every month or two.
Yep.
Even if you live 5 minutes away, it's not like this guarantee that you see them. And my sister lives like 45 minutes away one way, and then my little brother lives 45 minutes the other way.
Oh.
So I think they wanted to get a little more away than my brother and I did. I just, you know, because they just, I mean, we see them. I mean, we spend like a week at the beach all together. And, you know, you can only take your family for a couple of days.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, exactly. So, you know, when I get off here, I might go take, well, last night I took a shower, but I took it kind of mild, but I didn't take it hot, but I didn't take it cold, and it felt so nice, and I'm, like, feeling guilty every time I do this, because I'm feeling sorry for all those people in New York who are, like, having power grids, and now like losing power. I'm just like feeling guilty. Oh my God, I'm taking showers. Well, people are probably not gonna get their power off for like, back for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, cause did you hear that New York was like 105?
Oh, I think I heard something like that.
Yeah. Soon, Leon, you're glad you don't live there anymore.
I think she got cut off.
Soon-y?
I think I heard it when we were talking.
You want to hear something really weird?
What?
Her phone number is still in the call box.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? She's probably trying to talk, and I bet she got cut off.
But no, I mean, I understand well. My mom and I get along so well. I mean, it's great, but my grandma and I remind me of your mom.
Yeah.
You know,
and
it's like,
she likes to, she thinks she has to have control over everything, and it's not the case.
Yeah, well, like today she came over, and I was throwing everything in my crock pot, and she goes, you know, there's a better way to do this.
Yeah.
And like,
there's always a better way to do something. It's either her way or no way, and it's like, I was telling her my aunt has a brand new couch for my grandma that she has in her house. And she goes, well, if we can meet you halfway, I'll bring it up to you. And my mom goes, you don't need another couch. And I said, I'm like, excuse me? She goes, the couch I gave you is perfectly fine. I said, no, it's not. I said, it's whipping. She goes, it was in good condition when I brought it to you. I said, no, it wasn't. Don't tell me it was. I looked that sucker over high up and down. So don't tell me it was in good, great condition. I said, the upholstery is so freaking old. It's that, the old paisley print. Oh, God, it's old. And great, I appreciated that she got it for me because I did need a longer couch because I'm so flipping long-legged. I hate putting my laying down and my legs hanging over the edge.
Over, yeah.
But
oh my
still,
God, please.
You know, and my aunt, the one that my grandma had was brand new. So it was like, huh, you know, in a blue color. And I can handle the blue color. That don't monitor me. But the fact that my aunt wanted to give me a couch, she had to bring it to herself, tell me, no, I don't need one. Well, yeah, I told her. I said, well, Mom, that's not your decision to make. It's mine. And if I want to meet my aunt halfway down to get it, I'm going to get it. Well, your aunt can't drive. She's recuperating. I said, she said she wasn't going to be driving, so you don't need to worry about it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Just things like that. I can't go shopping with her. I'll pick something out to get, and she goes, do you really need that? I'm like,
if
I needed it, I wouldn't have grabbed the damn thing. Now would I have? You know?
Okay.
I don't care about it. Neither do I. I got the money, don't I? I work for a living, don't I? I think I am entitled to get whatever the hell I want to
get
if
whatever
I want
you want.
To.
That's right.
You know, one day I just got really mad at her, and I'm like, she goes, do you really even need that? Actually, I have, like, one at home. And I go, you know what? Actually, I do. And I just did to tick her off. And that night, my mom called, and she goes, oh, I hear what you got at the store. And she goes, good job, honey. I'm like, good job. I thought she was going to yell at me. And she goes, no. You know, that's what my mom, it took my mom like 45 years finally to stand up to my grandma. And she goes, I don't want you having the same problem. And so when I do that, she just started laughing. And, well, is your grandma still alive? Or,
mine?
Yeah.
No, my grandparents on my dad's side died within a year apart. When I was in my 14, and my grandpa died a week after my 8th grade graduation, and my grandma died a week after my 14th birthday. They were in their early 70s, or mid-70s. Grandpa died at 75, and my grandma died at 76 or 77. I think they were a year apart.
Did she die of a broken heart?
Well, we think so. My grandpa died of a heart attack. He had a bad heart.
Okay.
And my grandma, I think she had a heart. They don't know if it was a broken heart or a heart attack. And then my grandma on my mom's side, she died. She was 80. She died of cancer. I think it was in my mid 30s when she died. And my grandpa just passed away. He was in his late 80s, almost 90.
Wow.
Yeah.
No,
he died last year, the year before. I think last year he died.
Well, just because you are like in your 40s and, you know,
I will be 40 in next month.
Fine.
I'm still 39. Thank you very much.
Yeah. No, because, well, I don't count.
Thank you, Farley. I'm not ready yet.
Yeah, well, I don't count my, you know, dad's mom as still being here because she's evil and she's like Elena. But I said, we really only have my mom's mom left. And I was telling my mom that. I go, Mom, she's like Elena. And she looked at me and she goes, oh, my God, you're right.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, it's strange because my sister will be 39. In September, and my sister's like, I never thought we would have our grandparents this long, like 39 years. She's like, that is not real. And, you know, my nieces, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9. And, you know, that's very real for, like, kids, you know, never knowing their great grandparents. And I feel so sorry for my nieces. They just lost their great grandfather like last week, and that was like their big first big loss, and he was like 95. So now my little Sophie, which everyone calls Sophie the mini me, Sophie goes up to me and she goes, you know what? Grandma's gonna live that long. Grandma's gonna live until she's 95. I'm like, Soph, that's over 13 more years. Well, Grandma can do it. And all I could say, because I don't want to break her heart, all I can say is I'm sure Grandma's going to try her best to stay here, but it might not happen because, you know, so if it could happen tomorrow. And, you know, my mom said I handled it right, but Sophie wants Grandma to be here when she gets her driver's license.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, but I thought that was kind of cute because, you know, I mean,
my aunt lived to be 103 before she died.
Wow.
103, was she all there? And
she still drove, she still went to town, shopped, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. When did
she
pass
should be
away?
On Willard. On she should be on Willard Scott's Smucker.
Well, she's gone now, but she went past the 100 mark before she passed.
Oh, God bless her.
Yeah.
Well, I never knew either one of my grandparents. They all died before I was born, both on my mother and father's side. So I never had a Grammy or grandma.
Well,
I have grandkids, so I'm.
Well, and you have two grandsons, right? You,
mm-hmm,
you just
yeah,
have the boys.
I have Anthony. Yeah, Anthony's 17, and Christian is what? He's 15, 16, 17 months, something like that.
Well, the 17-month-old. You know, must keep you really, really busy.
Well, not really. I don't live with them. I mean, I'll go and visit, but.
Oh, you never go babysit for them, or?
Well, I'm unable to babysit some things that I can't really do, and I sort of miss that, you know, but because I have arthritis. You know, certain things I can't do, you know, like I could for my first grandson, you know.
But
I'll go and I'll play, you know, and I'll play with them, you know, when I go to visit or when they come here. But I don't do the babysitting thing, no.
Grandma still babysits, but she's not allowed to pick them up anymore because the last time she did that, her hip went out.
I have bad wrists, so I can't even lift him up, you know, and he's always wanting me to pick him up. I said, oh, baby, me mom can't pick you up, baby. Now when I'm sitting down, he'll come over, you know, and I'll try to, you know, gather him up, but I can't bend down to pick him up, you know.
Ryan, I'll question really quick. Do you think that, the way they have been talking, do you think Lily's coming back?
Who's coming back?
Drew? Yeah.
Drew?
I don't know.
I
haven't heard anything.
I mean,
so I highly doubt
character, it. Yeah, if her character comes back, it'll be a different actress.
Yeah.
It seemed like Neil just can't find a woman to, he's tried, you know, when he got married, that didn't work out. Then he tried with what's her face? I really didn't like them together anyway.
Yep.
I wasn't feeling them. Wasn't feeling them.
He told her he wanted to focus on Lily.
On Lily
and
the, yep, the baby.
And the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I sort of like Tucker and Ashley.
Now they have chemistry. Tucker and Ashley.
Yeah.
I like those two together.
Yeah, I don't think they were on dates at the same time, but but it's just funny how all of them, it feels like not all of them, but a lot of the Y&R dates people come from Y&R old dates, and it's just because the person that played Stephanie on B&B was the visitor Laura Houghton. But it's just, I thought, you know, I mean, I sort of liked Ashley and Neil, but I thought it would not last. Has Malcolm got found out yet?
Has Malcolm done what?
Remember Malcolm?
Because Malcolm's working with Tucker.
Yeah. He's not working with Tucker anymore. Didn't he quit?
Yeah, but that didn't. Tucker didn't take it.
He didn't take it.
Yep. you, yeah.
I don't know whether Malcolm's character, I don't know.
I'm not impressed.
I'm
kind of
on the fence with that, with Malcolm's.
I like Shamar more as Malcolm than I do this.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at Shamar Moore.
I mean, he's dull. The way he talks, it's so.
Yeah, I don't particularly care for, I don't like this one as.